Hello, welcome to Three Spoonies. We are your hosts, Claire, Joe, and Karen. This episode is number two, and we are discussing business planning. Join us as we dive in. I am Claire from Sparkles Gift Boutique.
And I'm Jo from Breakout Business Solutions.
And I'm Karen from Pony.
And our guest today is Sheena Wyatt from Kapow, and she will be talking all things business and planning. How are you, Sheena?
I am good. Thank you, Claire. I'm good. The sun is shining. My feet are not freezing. It's a good day.
I feel like that's a win. That's definitely a win. Let's start off with how did you get into your business and planning? And what you'd like to help, because you're my business coach, so I'm going to throw it out there. You've helped my business grow immensely. How did you get into it? How did you start?
Oh, crikey, how long have we got? My background is in learning and development. So I have always been in the business of helping people learn and grow, always. And 1,000 years ago, that started off being teaching people how to do what was then really important stuff for people in the workplace, like Excel and PowerPoint and stuff. And that's where I started. And then, life moves on, things change. I got a bit bored with the learning and development industry. As a freelancer, it was just really competitive and it was quite difficult to run a successful training agency all the time. But what I did notice was that I was always helping my freelance trainers make the best out of the businesses they had. And it was actually a networking meeting where I was having a 10-minute conversation with someone who was also a really good friend. That's a fib. I was having a 10-minute rant. I was having a 10-minute whinge about how nobody, I wasn't getting any business. It was the networking organization's fault. It was all their fault. They were like, oh, yeah, it was them, not me. And after a while, when I let him get a word in edgeways, he just said, have you thought about the fact you might be selling the wrong thing? And I kind of did one of those numbers and did a bit of wide-eyed and went, what do you mean? And he said, they're not interested in Excel, PowerPoint, Access, and project management. They want to know how you do business. And I just sat there and went, oh, right. And that was kind of the slap in the face, actually, that I needed. And I turned around and thought, do you know what? He's absolutely right. I'm trying to sell something I don't love anymore. I'm trying to sell something that I don't believe in anymore. It's not what I want to do. I'm going to stamp my foot. I'm going to throw my teddies out the cot and I'm going to start doing what I want to do. And that was about 12 years ago, 12, 13 years ago. So that's how I got into that. I had a tantrum.
I mean, I love it that you had a tantrum to find your passion of what you do. It's ironic we were talking about that yesterday, doing things that you love. So it definitely kind of ties in with that. What is your favorite thing about what you do?
Oh, my favorite thing about what I do, I work from home like many of us do. My husband has been retired from the Royal Air Force for a couple of years. He could answer this question better than I can because he knows when I have had a great, because what he hears from in here is, yes, that's the badger. When I see and hear people just, it's watching the light bulb come on. It's that connection with learning and development. It's thinking, do you know what? You've got it. You can see where I'm trying to steer you, and you're getting there on your own. And that's my favorite part about coaching people because it's coaching and teaching. And so, I'm not saying you need to do this and you must do that. And, it's just right, come on, let me just help you unpick all the stuff that's going around in your brain and present it back to you with some different ideas and some different ideas of guidance. And you're going to get there on your own at some point. And for some of my clients, that could take quite a long time. Some of my testimonials will say, one particularly, I think I'm a slow burn. It took me about 18 months to get what she was on about. But that's the thing. Some people are like, boom, got it. Fabulous. Thank you very much. Let's move. Others, it takes a little while. But that's my favorite bit. It's that moment where the pennies drop, the light bulb comes on. Think about any other cliche about when learners get it. That's my favorite bit.
I like that.
Do you find, because I know you coach several of us that are disabled, do you find there's any difference between coaching a sort of fully abled
all the energy going person or someone who has to think of, like, consider other things?
No, because actually it was you lot that made me realise that I don't do that. You know, one of the things that I thought, hang on a minute, there's quite a few of you in this group that I coach, because I coach you to make the best out of what you're good at. I don't get you to think about what potentially might be slowing you down or holding you back, because I don't think like that. You know, as a woman in business and as a woman growing up in a very male dominated society with my husband and my father both being in the Royal Air Force, you know, I always had the, yeah, okay, so I've got bumps in my jumper and not my trousers, what's the problem? So I've never seen barriers in that way. And I think, as we all have, different barriers come and challenge you as you go through your life. And I've had my own of those. And some of those have been health related. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been decision related. And I think that's important, is, you know, to sit back and think, what do I bring to the table? It's, I look at you, what you want for your business, and I help you make those a sensible reality. And that comes back to not telling you what you should or shouldn't do, but going, here's a plan. And as both my dad and my husband would have said to you, you've got to have a plan so the plan can go to shit. And then it's being able to, okay, when what needs to change about the plan? So do I feel it's different coaching someone who is fully able to someone who maybe has challenges? No, I don't think so at all, because we all have challenges that are different. And it's just learning to work with the abilities that you have rather than focusing on the things that might help you back can help you make your own path to wherever you want that to go.
Very true. And I have on occasion had you told me to rest. I mean, we all told each other that yesterday.
We did, and we all tell each other most days.
We listen to each other.
Sometimes we don't.
50-50.
All right, since our topic this time is business planning, where does someone start in that planning process?
Here's the first bit, is understanding what business planning actually is. Because one of the things that a lot of people get really caught up in, I call it the circle of doom. It's the circle of doom of trying to work out what you're going to do in your business. And a lot of people think that planning is sitting down with a piece of paper, or, dare I say it, post-it notes, and being able to get all their thoughts out of their brain. And they think, that's my plan. Except it isn't really. And planning is a combination of two or three things. You see, a plan will always remain just a piece of paper or a series of post-it notes, unless you've got actions to sit behind it, unless you've got goals to work towards. And that's where it all comes together under a different P, which is understanding that planning and productivity, I'll try and get to do that, planning and productivity actually need to meet in the middle for business planning to work. So the first step is, actually, I believe, only my opinion, to think, what's the big thing? Because a lot of the time you start with the little itty bitty things, the little bits of noise that are going around in your brain. You know, the, I must do 15 social media posts about X, for example. Okay, great. That's part of the plan. But what is the plan? And a lot of the time at that point, most business owners go, don't know, I'm going to procrastinate in some way or another. I'm going to go make a cup of tea. I'm going to do those 15 social media posts because I should do them. And that means I don't have to do the other thing, which is thinking about what's the big idea. Yeah. So diversion tactic, procrastination, whatever you want to call it, to begin with, you need to know what your overall goal is. And equally, you need to be happy to own that. If your overall goal is to achieve X, I'm going to pick a number out of thin air, is to achieve £600 worth of sales in a month, that is okay. Don't let anybody turn around and go, is that all? You should be striving for 1,200, 1,500, 1,800. No, don't let anybody else tell you what your big idea or your big goal should be. It's your big idea. It's your big goal. You need to know what that is. Because from there, that big goal, the big shiny, sometimes squeaky bum moment, you can work backwards. And that's when you can start to plan to achieve that goal. So the first step is, what's the big goal? Everything else comes after that.
Fantastic. And yeah, that big goal can be the scary one.
Yes. It's usually the thing that everybody tells you you can't do, won't do, shouldn't do. You know, in some way or another, you'll never make that work. No, you know, that's never going to fly. And you think, who says?
Yeah, that's never a good thing to say. That, well, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah. Just gives you a bit more kind of determination to be like, well, I'm going to make this work, and it will work.
Absolutely. So I'm telling me it went, so screw you.
Yeah, how much detail should be in a business plan? Is it okay to have bullet points, or should you have lots of step-by-step plans, or does it really depend on the person?
Full disclosure, Karen, after 20, what year are we in? 23 years in business, I've never written a business plan in my life, ever. No, you know, the thought of actually having to write down a five-year business plan makes me want to stick pins in my eyes. Whatever structure helps you determine what your next steps are going to be. So when you've got the big idea, a lot of the time we can put really significant barriers around achieving that big idea by putting timescales on it. I'm going to do this in a year's time, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And the trouble is that doesn't give us any wriggle room, because what tends to happen is you get utterly fixated on the timescale. And that can actually affect you in two different ways. When success starts to come towards you faster than you expect, it's really easy to go, oh, well, you know, that means I don't have to do the things that come after, because I didn't plan to do that for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or equally, ah, but my business plan says I shouldn't start doing that until next year. And that's why they're great to provide a structure around ambitions, dreams, goals, targets. But a lot of the time, people then start to use them almost like Bibles or manuals. So what should a business plan have in it? Whatever you respond to. So for me, for example, if it was, in for sake of argument, in the first 6 months to get from this point in your business journey to that point, these are the steps you should take. And I would respond to bullet points or a checklist. What I wouldn't respond to is huge quantities of text, because I just get bored. You know, for me, it's the tell me what I need to do. What do I need to action? What are the steps I'm going to take? Give me a roadmap to go from, ooh, great idea, to, hey, look, I made a thing. Here's a thing, whether it's a physical thing or a product or a service, what have you. I got there. I might have started off going, tell me what I need to do to make that happen in 6 months. That 6 months could have been 6 weeks. That 6 months could be 12. It doesn't matter. Your business plan just needs to give you that whole framework of how are you going to go from, holy moly, that's an absolutely amazing idea and something I want to action, to here it is, because there are so many curves, U-turns. It's a bit like snakes and ladders, isn't it? You make strides forwards and then all the way down the ladder again. A really formal business plan doesn't always account for that. Have one, but think about, what will I respond to? How do I respond to time-related targets? Because some people really don't respond to those at all. In which case, just have a series of steps in a way that you will find easy to absorb, easy to work from, and that doesn't overwhelm you.
That's kind of how I work to a degree. It's like I know where I'm going with things throughout the year and what I'm planning. And then it just depends on the timeline. Some things get done quicker. Some things I'm like, oh, I've completely missed it. Let's scrap it and save it for another time. It just all depends on kind of life and what it throws at me at the time.
And that's the thing, you know, life and whatever it throws at you is something that has to come into the mix, because, you know, you don't know, you cannot plan for life. And, you know, and sometimes that means things will go brilliantly for 2 or 3 months and then boom, somebody whips the carpet out from under your feet, or the bus suddenly goes in a different direction and you have a few weeks of thinking, hang on, you know, I thought I was steering this bus called life, but it would seem something else is steering this bus called life and I'm running to catch up. And that's just the way it is.
holding on for dear life, more like. Anyway, it's time for some spoons full of loveliness with lots of great things from our sponsors.
Snope introduces a groundbreaking approach to personal care with its solid soap and shampoo dispenser. This innovative device accommodates two bars, transforming them into a delicate powder for utmost efficiency. These bars are capable of providing over 2,000 hand washes, 333 showers, or 666 hair washes. Not only are they cruelty-free, with the majority being vegan, but they're also completely single-use plastic-free. Snope stands out not only as a champion for your skin and hair, but also as a friend to both the environment and your budget. And there's a special treat for listeners today. The generous Lady Snope has provided us with an exclusive discount code, Spoonies Love Snope. That's Spoonies Love S-N-O-A-P, which grants you an additional 15% off your purchase. How wonderful is that? Head on over to snope.com to start shopping now and take advantage of this fantastic offer. Kirsty's Paws online dog training courses are easily accessible, simple to follow, and you can learn how to train your dog from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to reschedule your day to turn up to a class. You'll have all the information you need at home and can work through it at your own pace. You'll be guided through how to train your dog using kind, fun, and effective techniques, using reward-based methods to provide you with simple, practical, and effective solutions that promote good behaviour. Courses are suitable for all age groups and range from puppies to teens, loose lead walking, recall, and tricks. For more information, please visit the online course page of the website at kirstyspaws.co.uk. That's kirstyspaws.co.uk. Are you feeling lost in the ever-changing world of marketing? Are you unsure how to wrangle your strategy or corral your content to attract your next customer? Well, hold on to your hat, because help is here. At Escape the Village, we're not just another marketing consultancy. We are trusted marketing experts ready to ride alongside you. Check out our Knowledge Hub for marketing insights, or join the stampede at Meet the Herd. And if you've got questions, just holler. With over three decades of marketing wisdom under our belts, we're more than just another agency. We're your partner in success. And there's something extra for you. Mention Three Spoonies Podcast and we'll rustle up a 10% discount on our strategy focus hour. Plus, we'll throw in a free mini audit to sweeten the deal. Head on over to escapethevillage.com. Full details in the show notes.
Welcome back. We are chatting with Sheena Wyatt on business planning. Now, we found out how to sort of work it all out in our brains. Have you got any tips for us?
Yes. Yes, I do. Sit down, buckle up. The biggest tip that I can give, and that I do give often, is don't make a business plan a shackle or a millstone around your neck. It is a plan. It is a guide. It is not the be all and end all of what you need to do. You only have to look around you at businesses that we have all been involved in, businesses that you see on the television, businesses that you maybe have networked with, where the reason their business is struggling because they simply won't adapt. They are stuck on a path, and that is the path they're going to take because that's the path they've always taken, and there's no reason to do anything different. And yet you're watching that business imploding on itself because they will not change. They will not variate from the path. This is the way we've always done things. Well, guess what? You know, if it's the way you've always done things and the result's shit, you're still going to get shit if you keep doing it the same way. So my first real proper actionable stick it on a post-it note and put it somewhere you can see it is adapt. Adapt to survive, plan to thrive, because life is going to throw some curveballs at you. And you've got to look at what's going on around you and think, maybe I need to change how I offer this to people. Maybe actually I need to look at what I'm offering and think, is the problem me? Is the reason I'm not selling this because actually I've just disconnected from it? And so I'm just not believing this at all, in which case you go back to the plan and think, how could I rework it? Am I talking to the right people? Am I being visible in the right places? Is the networking that worked for me 3 years ago, is that working now? Do I need to try something else? Do I need a new audience? Has my business grown? And all of those things all mean keeping an adaptive frame of mind. That's my first tip. Don't be afraid to adapt. Adapt to survive, but plan to thrive. So learn from what you are adapting. What are the changes you're having to make? How can you make sure that you're then implementing those going forward?
Karen, I want that on a sticker.
Okay. It might be a big one.
No, I meant the thriving and surviving bit.
Yeah, that could go on a sticker.
Yeah, good.
We'll chuck you 50p, Sheena.
She'll never do my sticker suggestions, will she?
And I think my second top tip, which sits alongside that, and this is a serious top tip from me, just don't give up. Keep buggering on. You know, if you've got a big dream, a big ambition, you've got the big plan for your business, which will change. You know, anybody who's listening to this right now will be thinking, oh, that's the big plan or the big idea or the big dream or whatever it is that I've got written on the back of a fag packet, stuck on a post-it note, on a wall of break, whatever it is, they will all be thinking about what it is right now. I can guarantee you if somebody's listening to this podcast episode in 12 months' time, it will be completely different. Because that's how it is. But equally, it's not giving up. This is the thing. A change of direction isn't failure. A change of direction is exactly that. It is thinking, okay, I thought I was going to do this, but it would seem I'm not. So I'm going to go and do that. Don't give up. Keep buggering on and give it the best you've got. That's all we can ask. That's all we can do as business owners is think, okay, that didn't work. What did I learn from that? Then I'm going to, as my dad always said as I was growing up, you see, he said, Sheena Dunning, you need to be more weeble. When you get knocked down, you hit the ground and you go, oh, bugger, that hurt. And then you roll back and you go, let's go again. Come on, let's go again. And that's the only way you can think about it as a business owner, whether you have health challenges or you don't have health challenges. We just all need to be a bit more weeble.
I like that. That's a really different kind of phrase of it, but essentially just kind of get back up and carry on.
Yep. You get back up and go again. That's all you do. And you keep trying. And just to say, you just keep buggering on. As one door closes, there will be others that open. They may not open straight away. You may have a few weeks, maybe months of thinking, uh-huh! But you have to think about the fact that there is a reason that thing, whatever it is, has gone out of your business and or personal life. Keep the faith, keep buggering on. It will come right at the end.
I agree with that. But as we said on an episode yesterday, which might come after this one in the series, it will work because it has to. There's no other choice. It just might not be what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. But it could turn into something amazing. That's the thing.
I'd like you to explain for our listeners the wall of brain, because I love it.
Okay, right. How on earth do I do this? So the wall of brain effectively is a wall in my office. For those of you who are watching and not just listening, you'll watch me now stare at it because it's there. The wall of brain in my office is a covered in post-it notes. The post-it notes are what's in my head. So the post-it notes, just to prove that those who are watching that I'm not telling a fib, is for me when I go, oh, and I have that, oh, big idea. And I think, okay, big idea. The wall of brain is where I can park that big idea. And I will throw those ideas onto post-it notes, hence my reference to post-it notes earlier, because I adore them, because it is also a really visual replication of fleeting thought. Quick, scribble it on a post-it note, slap it somewhere else so it's not filling up my head. And I come past that wall of brain, obviously, every day to come into my office. And it is the whole of, you can see bits of the wall there. And to come in past this wall of brain does two really significant things. There's the big ideas bit, which is there, the bit you can't see on screen, which is post-it notes, about 2 feet's worth of post-it notes. That is what the inside of my head looks like. And that then allows me, when I have a little bit of space, to go, right, let's have a look at one of these ideas. And immediately I can look at one of those ideas and I will either think, Jesus, Sheena, what were you thinking? And it just goes straight in the bin because it was a really stupid idea. Seemed like a great one at the time. But when I then come back and look at it, think, no, that's not going to happen. Or I'll look at it and think, yeah, that's got legs. in which case I transfer it into my book of brain, where I then start to work out what that looks like. I will mind map it. I will think about what are the practical steps I need to take. And I'm rummaging here because I can show you exactly what that looks like. You might recognize this, Claire. So this is my book of brain for the project that I'm launching at the end of April. There's a lot in here about that project that started off as a post-it note on that wall. So it comes from the wall into the book of brain where you map it out. Is this going to work? That book of brain then becomes your daily focus tasks to make it work. Okay. And then you end up with something like that, which is what ended up as starting off as a post-it note on the wall. But the wall of brain is something much more than that. Where have I got him? So all around me, crikey, you could have warned me, Joe, all around me on the wall of brain are things that actually help me on those days when you have the I'm not good enough. I'm just going to get up one sec. I'm not good enough. Everybody else's life is perfect. Everybody else's business is perfect. Everybody else is doing more business than me. Somebody's saying bad and nasty things about me because they're a cow bitch bag from hell. All that kind of stuff, you know? And it gets you down, doesn't it? It does get you down. So the wall of brain is not just about what's going on in your brain, my brain, about business. Your wall of brain is also an affirmation space. And mine contains a whole bunch of stuff. And I wish I'd known, because I'd have got something more interesting. So when I look in my office for some things, they remind me about significant milestones. Can't find it. Gonna have to go with it. Significant milestones. Okay. I have letters from clients that have just come back to me with things like, you know, working together has and continues to be an absolute pleasure. You deliver weapons grade ass kicking every month. I think you both know who that is. There's pictures of friends I've not seen for a long time. There are significant things on that wall, some of which, like, that's me and my dad, who's no longer with us, bless him. My dad was a lightning pilot in the Royal Air Force, proper lightnings. And that's me on the steps of a lightning. Now, that lightning, that aeroplane, the name on the side you can't see says Group Captain Jay Spencer. That was my dad's boss. His daughter is now my best friend, lives 2 miles down the road. I'm godmother to her 23-year-old son. And we've just been to London for the weekend. We see them every week. Who knew? And that photograph at that time, I didn't even know who she was. Isn't that amazing? That's me having flown a helicopter out in Northern Ireland. The person sitting just up there in the helicopter doing the actual helicopter flying, that's my husband. We've been married about 2 months. Did I ever think I was going to do that? No, don't look too closely at how far they had to roll the trousers up. Okay. Other things like my invitation to the Institute of IT Training Awards in February 2011, on the 26th of February 2011, which was the day before my penultimate chemotherapy treatment for breast cancer. And I went and I won. And I got a standing ovation in the ballroom of the Dorchester, which I thought was people getting up to clear the tables. And by the time I got to the front and had collected my award, bald, freezing, boobless, and just about ready to finish chemotherapy, my husband, man of steel, defender of the nation, is a sobbing wreck. My mother, you know, fighter pilot's wife of 30 years plus at that stage, made of sterner stuff, was stiff upper lip and clapping every step of the way. Wall of brain is not just about business. The wall of brain is reminding you that you are good enough, no matter what you think everybody else is saying. So that is the wall of brain.
You, and I love that. I believe Karen also has a wall of loveliness where she puts.
I do.
Just, it's good to have that reminder that you are good enough and you are worth it. Thank you for joining us, Sheena. What would you like to plug? What would you like everybody to go and do?
Just put it down.
You did just put it down.
Register for that. Let me tell you a little bit about, very quickly, about Ignite. This is my passion project. I have never understood why, as small business owners, we don't have the same access to continual professional and personal development that employed people do. Why does it have to have a corporate price tag? Why can't it be accessible to everybody? Their ability to learn new skills that they apply in their business and in their personal life. So I did it. And it's launching on the 29th of April. If you're interested in finding out more, then that little QR code will take you to register your interest on a form. I will tell you a bit more about it and how you can snag an early library card for just £59 a year. And that gives you access to a beginning library of over 40 courses in money, marketing, mindset, and motivation, with new courses being added every month. Personal development, professional development should not be inaccessible to small business owners simply because it's expensive. And it's not anymore. Thanks, Jo.
Welcome. And I believe we'll have those links in the show notes as well.
We will. I already have the link for that because I've been designing something for Sheena for next week. So already there, sorted, not a problem. Right. So thank you for joining us three Spoonies on episode 2, which is business and planning, with the fantastic Sheena Wyatt. We'd love to know your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to subscribe for our weekly podcast. Leave us a review. You can find us on your favourite social media platform. We would love it if you would join us in the Business Success Network for Disabled Entrepreneurs Facebook group. And if you really like what we've done, you can buy us a coffee as well. All the links will be in the show notes. We will see you next week for our community questions. Have a great day and keep track of your spoons.